Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Professor, thank you. I know you had a bit of an emergency. We want to promote your podcast, The Durst Show. Didn't know fully about it, but you said something about Judge Mershon that I don't think most judges in this situation would ever break that glass, because if he does what you suggest could happen about tagging in an alternate juror in a situation, that would be devastating for the country.
It would be. It would be. It's happened in the past in a limited number of cases where you get jurors that are 11 to 1 for conviction, and there's one holdout. And the foreman goes to the judge and says, well, there's nothing we can do to persuade this guy. He won't participate. He just puts his arms on his chest and says, no, he's innocent. He's innocent. Sorry. And in a couple of those cases, the judge has said, well, if you won't participate in the discussions at all, then you're not an appropriate juror. And they bounced the juror and brought in an alternate jury, and they got an immediate conviction. I don't put it past this judge to do that. It would be utterly unconstitutional,
specifically,
unethical, and illegal.
Yeah. What does Alan Dershowitz see? You were in the courtroom, and you said you saw the real Mershon when everybody else was out. Specifically, what do you see in this guy?
I see a guy who's determined to preside over a conviction, whether to help his daughter, I don't know, whether to make sure he's acceptable by New York society. He doesn't want to be Dershowitz. That's become a verb now. Everybody knows what happened to me when I defended Donald Trump as president in front of the United States Senate. I was canceled by all my old friends on Martha's Vineyard, many of my colleagues at Harvard Law School, many in the legal profession, my family, my wife, my children were canceled. And, you know, I have a thick skin. But a lot of judges don't want to experience that. If you live in New York, Manhattan, where it's, 85 to 90% anti-Trump, the judge clearly wants to be on the, quote, good side of this case. And that became so clear when he went ballistic with lawyer Costello. He had his, De Niro moment. De Niro was outside of the court house the other day ranting and raving, but the judge was De Niro in the courthouse. You looking at me? Hey, you looking at me? You talking to me? You talking to me? You talking to me? He went berserk because this lawyer stared at him, stared him down, and raised his eyebrows. Let me tell you, I raised my eyebrows when I saw some of those rulings as well.
Professor, you really just unearthed something here, too. With the reason I like Sam Alito, and it's not about the flag stuff now and showing partiality. The first time I interviewed him, we were just talking about the Phillies, and he told me he kept a scorebook on the Phillies games. He's from the area, and he said he does his legal work, and then he sits there with the scorebook. Sometimes, Dom, he criticizes and overrules the umpires. I didn't see this guy going to Georgetown parties and wanting to fit in that city in that manner. He was what he was. And that's, to your point, what I would want in a judge. You can do it, but that's got to be incredibly difficult, particularly when your daughter is so deeply involved in a big league way with Democrat politics. You just can't be in this case.
Yeah, and you know, the same hypocrites who say that Alito should be out of the case because of his wife or Thomas say nothing about Judge Marchand, who has a much greater financial stake, even if indirect through his daughter, in the outcome of this case and in the rulings in this case. So there's a lot of hypocrisy there. I've met Sam Alito a few times. I like him very much. He's a very, very straight guy. And he told me one day that the reason he became a criminal lawyer was because of seeing me in court when he was a law clerk to a judge that I was in front of. And I was very honored by that, obviously. I don't agree with many of his decisions. I agree with his decision today on the NRA, unanimous decision, rare unanimous decision by the Supreme Court. But you don't have to agree with somebody to admire them. And, you know, he's a human being and his wife is a human being and she has her constitutional rights to fly a flag. I wouldn't have done it. And I don't think she'll do it again. But the criticism of him is way overwrought.
Now, it's a twofer with Alan Dershowitz here. You mentioned that NRA decision. I haven't been able to get to it today. I'm aware of it. Tell me why you're supportive of what the Supreme Court did here.
The Supreme Court, obviously, the three liberals don't like the NRA. But they ruled in the NRA's favor, saying the government was punishing the NRA, that liberal political figures in New York were trying to punish the NRA because they disagreed with its views, and the government can't be on the side of one or the other. They have to be neutral. And I think that opinion, by the way, will have real implications to what's going on in university campuses today as universities try to take sides on issues like BDS, boycott, divestment, and sanctions against Israel, or DEI. I think the Supreme Court may be moving toward requiring more neutrality from government institutions, which would be a very good thing. I wish universities would be neutral as well. Universities should not take positions on Israel, on elections, on any controversial issues. They should. Their job is to teach, not to propagandize.
Your book, Get Trump, needs another edition, I would say, after
it's
this.
One. It's going to get one.
Ah, there you go. I should have known.
To my publisher. Yeah, I spoke to my publisher today, and I said, regardless of the verdict, let's put out an additional version in which I do an essay on the outcome of the case. So I think that may happen. We'll see. It could be.
I know how the wheels turn here. I don't know how you fit all this in, including the Dersh Show, which is available on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. And I have to check that out every day. Have you seen in your experience this 444 thing where the judge says, hey, you can say this is the reason, falsifying business, or it can be election fraud, or the third reason. And if four say that and four say this, you're all unanimous, though. You found a reason. Is that done a lot?
No, it's done in places where it's clear what the crime is, drug crimes mostly. But it should not be done in cases where the crimes are as amorphous as this one is. I mean, these crimes were unbelievably amorphous. A tax violation that, what, in his mind, that 2 years hence he might take a deduction or might not take a deduction or his accountant might take a deduction. You can take that into account, or you can say he was defrauding the voting public, because the voting public all thought for sure that he was a virgin and never had done anything improper sexually. And so if they had learned about the Stormy Daniels thing, that would have clearly changed the outcome. The prosecution had the nerve to actually argue that if the Stormy Daniels thing came out before the election, it would have changed the election results and Hillary Clinton would have been president. They actually argued that to the jury.
That's election denial right there, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. No, look, the prosecution in this case did a lot of things wrong. They misrepresented a very crucial fact to the jury. They said you could convict without believing Michael Cohen. No, you can't. The crucial conversation, which allegedly occurred in the Trump Tower and involved Alan Weisselberg, who wasn't called as a witness, the only witness to that conversation, alleged conversation, is Cohen. And if you don't believe Cohen, you can't convict. You cannot prove without Cohen that Trump knew or engineered or participated in or conspired with how these payments would be listed by an accountant. You need Cohen for that. And the prosecution misled the jury on that.
Absolutely. Professor, thank you so much on a day like this. We appreciate it. Can hardly wait till the addition to the Get to the Trump book. And thank you. Thanks for sharing everything today.
Sure. Take care. Bye.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.